So, hello everybody, and thanks for tuning in to Prayer Power today. Pray you're being blessed what you're hearing. Today, Pastor Avis is with me in the studio, and we've been looking at the different countries that are tuning in, and we're really, really pleased to see so many different countries from all around the world listening in. So, welcome to you all. I'm going to interview Pastor Avis now. I've got some questions to ask her regarding prayer, so do listen in, and I'm going to ask her to pray for you at the end, because I'm sure that some of these questions are poignant and are things that perhaps you might be asking. So, welcome to the studio today, Pastor Avis.
God bless you. It's lovely to be here.
Lovely. Thanks for your time, for coming in to spend time with us today. So, first question, how can I change my prayer life?
Okay, well, this is a question that many people want an answer to. And the answer is simply this: if you don't change, you end up in chains. And many people are chained and enslaved to habit. And so in order to change your prayer life, you have to change your habits. So look at your habits. What do you currently do that you don't really need to do? And one of the things that most of us don't really need to do is watch so much TV and spend time on the phone talking to our friends.
Yes.
Of course, it's lovely to see the TV and it's lovely to have friends.
Mm.
But we need to spend less time and to be more circumspect, more careful with our time and spend more time with God. We have to remember, for example, that the TV does not breathe life into us.
Yes, indeed.
And very often, neither do our friends. Sometimes they suck the life out of us. So we need to go to someone who is able to give us life. Now, I'm reminded of the scripture in John 10:10, where it says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Sometimes people steal our time.
Mm.
I'm sure our listeners, Lindsay, many of them, you've been in a very tight time frame, and you've got little time to do X, Y, Z with.
Mm.
And you tell yourself, I know I had this often when I worked, and I'm sure our listeners have the same problem as well. You've got 15 minutes to do X, Y, Z.
Yes.
And you're looking at the clock and you can just about get it done, but the phone rings. Or somebody rings at the front door, or your boss asks you to come into his office for a minute, or somebody else gets your attention and they steal your time.
Mm.
And so God says, "The thief cometh." I don't know what the thief is in the individual lives of the listeners. The thief could be the robber, the stealer of their money,
yes,
or of their time,
mm,
or of good relationships, or of their joy, or of their peace, or of their education, or of their children. I don't know what their thief is, but every one of us has to contend with some kind of thief in our life.
Yes, that's so true.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen. But Jesus Christ says,
mm,
that the thief cometh and he will come. But he says, "I have not come to steal or to kill or to destroy," because he breaks it down and says that the thief is going to come and he's going to either kill. So in other words, kill, take away your joy,
mm-hmm,
or maybe even kill you physically,
wow,
or kill you mentally,
yes,
or kill you emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, maybe the thief will come and he will destroy. So he might destroy your good relationships. He might destroy, mm, your job or your,
yes,
home.
Yes.
He might destroy the lives of your children. He might even try to destroy your life. But whatever it is, God makes the distinction. And Jesus Christ says, "But I am come."
Mm.
And he has come in a different way. He's come with abundant life. He's come to give you life. He's come to breathe life into you. So how can we change our prayer life?
Mm.
We change it by changing our habits.
Yes.
We change it by reading more of the Word of God.
Yes.
We change it more by speaking more to God.
Mm.
We change it by not allowing thieves to come in and steal from us everything that God has given to us. God has given every one of us 24 hours in the day. We all spend our hours differently, but now it is time for anyone who is asking this question to look at their life differently and to say, how can I better use my time?
Yes.
And one of the better uses of time is to pray more, is to spend more time with God, and is not to allow the time thieves to steal our time from God.
Yes, Wow, everything you have said has really hit me. It's so true. And, well, I'm wondering if there's anybody listening today that needs prayer in that area. I know I do. So, Pastor Davis, would you pray for me and for any listener right away, please?
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bring every listener before you now. Lord, those of us that have been robbed by the time thieves, those of us that have been robbed by the relationship thieves, those of us that have been robbed by the unemployment thieves, those of us that have been robbed by the situational circumstantial thieves, those of us that have been robbed, my God, by every type of thief and robber that there is out there. Amen. Oh, my God, we pray that you would break down the resistance that there is with us and in us to pray, that you would break down, my God, our inclination to waste time, that you would break down, my God, the walls and the barriers that are keeping us away from prayer. And dear God, I pray that today every restriction, every limitation that has been placed on our life so that we cannot get to you, so that we cannot reach you, so that we have no desire for you, I pray that those desires are broken down in the name of Jesus. Sovereign God and Lord, will you have your way? Will you totally and completely possess us? Will you surround us, crown us, dip us, douse us, drench us, saturate us, overwhelm us, my God, in your blood, and let your blood come over us like a flood, my God, in the name of Jesus. Wash over our lives, my God, as the waters cover the seas, in the name of Jesus. And take away from us everything that is dirty, dark, dank, devilish, demonic, in the name of Jesus. Take away from us, my God, everything that does not glorify you. And may we be able to come before you, my God, with no restrictions, with no barriers, with no limitations, and with no hesitation, in the name of Jesus Christ. And dear God, we promise you that if you give us a chance and an opportunity, that we will use the opportunity and seize the opportunity in the lifetime of the opportunity, in the name of Jesus Christ, and that we would realize that our life is given to us as an opportunity to get to God. Amen. And so, dear God, I pray we would enter in today. I pray, my God, that we would press in today. I pray that we will pray, my God, until we get into the presence of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and that every listener now would find it easier to pray. Enter in, dear listener of God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Avis, thank you so much for coming in today. And every listener, tune in again, because I've been asking Pastor Avis lots of questions today, and we've got lots of prayer lined up for you. Stay tuned. Bye for now.
Amen.